Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
When we relate to God, we should see Him as a father who loves His children, who's willing to do anything for His children. I think one of the major complaints of moms with their children and their husbands is the fact that their children can wrap their father around their fingers. Let the mom say amen. Yeah. See, Jesus said, call him Abba. Call him Daddy. When you communicate with God, have that type of relationship, but remember to honor Him. We honor God whenever we come to Him in prayer. We know that He will give us everything we need from day to day. But we also remember, just as God forgives everyone, we must also forgive everyone. Now, I want to share with you a pattern for prayer that I use personally. So you may want to write down some of these points. The Bible tells us to enter into God's presence by the blood or the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. In other words, when you are about to enter into the presence of God to pray, then you remind God that you're coming based upon the merits of His Son, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 10 and 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest, that is the presence of God, by the blood of Jesus. Number two, when you come into God's presence, it's important for you to confess all known and unknown sin. Don't just walk in thinking everything is all right. If you've disobeyed God, it's not all right. You've got to deal with that situation. You've got to talk to God about it. You've got to ask Him for forgiveness and for help. And then you can continue. The Bible says in Psalm 51 and 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. It goes on to say in Psalm 139 and 23, search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in your everlasting way. See, sometimes we're not even aware that we've done something to displease God. That's why when we come into His presence, we not only confess our faults and our wrongs, but we also ask Him to show us if there's anything in our hearts and in our lives that we've done in disobedience toward Him. Number three, praise God for His greatness. Now, praise is the protocol of heaven when you enter into God's presence. It says in Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. So before you start spouting out the things that you need, no matter how pressing they may be to you, you need to praise God for everything He's already done. You need to thank Him for being such a wonderful Lord. Once such a wonderful Savior, and all of the great things that He's done for your life. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, praise God and forget not all of His benefits, who saved me and healed all of my diseases. See, whenever you go into the presence of God, don't you dare come in with your hand out. You don't do that. No. You come with your hand up, praising God and thanking Him for all that He's done for you. In Psalm 95 and verse 2, it says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Oh, come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Now, let's talk about the church service. Because when we come to church each Sunday, our true goal should be to meet with God. Now, we love each other, but on Sunday, we should be coming to worship God and to hear from him. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, when we come into the presence of God, just like in our private prayer, we need to always begin by entering through the blood of Jesus Christ. See, we have no merit to enter into God's presence without the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So we always remind God, I'm not here because of my self-righteousness, because I'm so cute and everything that I've done that is right. No, I am here based on the merits of your son who died for me on the cross of Calvary. Number two, we must confess all known sin. Just like in our private prayer closet, when we come into the house of God, we're standing in his presence or we're trying to approach him, we have to say, okay, I didn't do everything you said this week. Okay, I failed here and I did this and please forgive me for this and please. Listen, folks, you have to do this, what I'm talking to you. See, let me ask you a question. When you have offended the love interest in your life, offended them badly, can you just talk like nothing happened? Now, think about this. Now, some of you have tried it, but it didn't work. Because when there's an offense, you can't go much further than stopping to say, oh, you know what? I'm so sorry I offended you. I'm so sorry that I did this. Ladies have the ability to give you the silent treatment. For some reason, men don't recognize when they mess up. But they recognize very quickly when they get the silent treatment. And they'll stop right in the middle of what they're saying. They'll say, well, what did I do? What did I do? And the ladies will help them out by saying, you know what you did. And after you go around that several times, only God knows what will happen next. But God is not so hard. When you come to him, just confess it. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know what I did? You told me several times, and I did this, and I didn't do that. And you know what the Bible says? He is faithful and just to forgive us of our unrighteousness and to cleanse us and to make us acceptable in his presence. Can you give the Lord a hand of praise for that? He is the best lover you can have. He's way better than men and women, trust me. Now, the third thing we observe as a congregation when we come into God's presence is the fact that we begin to sing praises to God. See, now let me give you a little information here. Are you ready for it? Praise in the Hebrew is the word tehillah, which is defined as hymns of the Spirit. So I was reading those scriptures to you about coming in and praising God. But folks, I want to let you know something. That praise is talking about the Holy Spirit entering the praise to give it to God. Now, this is the way it begins. It begins by us being devoted to praise and worship God, regardless of how we feel when we come in this building. See, you don't praise God based on how you feel. David said, a soul bless the Lord. Sometimes your soul doesn't feel like blessing the Lord. Well, that's okay. Do it anyway. We bless him because he deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. And so we worship him. We praise him when we come into his presence. And we sing until the Holy Spirit comes and begins to sing through us. And you can sense this when it happens. It begins when the minister of music and the ensemble and the musicians start singing and you see that something is happening to them. The people that you know, if you could hear them talk after the service, it'd be really, really funny to you. They'd say, wow, we made a mistake here. And wow, did you see when we went wrong here? And all I've ever been able to say is, you guys sounded heavenly. You sound so great. They said, really? Well, that was because as they sang, the presence of the Holy Spirit came and began to sing through them. And then that's what we heard. This is totally biblical. In 2 Chronicles 5 and 13, it tells what happened at church in Solomon's temple. It says the trumpeters and the singers, they joined in unison as one voice to give praise and thanks to the Lord. And they were accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. And they raised their voices to praise the Lord. And they sang, "He is good. His love endures forever." Now listen. "Then the temple of the Lord was filled with a cloud." That cloud represents the presence of God. "And the priests could not perform their services because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God." So what happened? They, in unison, began to worship and praise God. The singing got together. They began to worship and praise God. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came into the place. And that's what happens here. You know it. You sense it. You feel it. Jesus spoke about it in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12. He said, "I will declare your name, O my Father, to my brothers in the midst of the congregation. I will sing your praises." That's when the Holy Spirit comes. And you begin to sing and you feel the presence of God. Now, this is the time we've been waiting for in service. See, we've praised and we've worshiped God until the presence of God has come. And because of this, there is a secret place of intimacy that we can develop right here in God's presence, where he will dwell among us for the rest of the service. And Psalm 91 and verse 1 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He that dwelleth in the Hebrew actually means to marry. It means to remain in a relationship of intimacy. What happens when we are praising and worshiping God? The Holy Spirit comes and we begin to have intimacy with God. Now, the secret place means a place that is kept closed, concealed, and hidden. You remember what I said about our relationship with God being private, being intimate. Jesus said, "Go in when you pray and shut the door." Folks, let me tell you something. Even with the congregation, when the Holy Spirit comes, the presence of God, there is intimacy that begins to flow in this house. And you can tell because all of a sudden you look at this person, they're not paying attention to anybody. They've got their hands raised. There's tears coming down their face. This person has their eyes closed and their hands clasped. What's happening? They're going into a place of intimacy with the presence of God. Some are worshiping and praising God. They're moving their lips, but they're not saying anything verbally. What is happening? Intimacy is happening because we have praised to the point that the Holy Spirit's presence has come to be with us. Now, everybody, most people, I should say, will sense this when it happens. But when this happens, the entire service must shift to welcome the presence of the Lord. You see, his presence must be guarded by our reverence, our stillness, and our silence.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment, Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want you to hear what I'm going to say now. Because many times when the Spirit of God comes like this, we don't understand what we should be doing. We ought to be reverent, we ought to be still, and we ought to be silent before the Lord. Why? Because God is about to talk to us. When God comes in our presence, folks, it is not to give us a spiritual picnic to feel good. He always comes to do something. He generally comes to speak to your heart, to talk to you. Why? Because God's relationship with us is based upon communication. So when he comes to speak. And generally, God's presence intensifies right up to the time where I begin to share my message. Why? Because my message that I'm giving you is based upon what he gave me. In fact, he gives me many other things while I'm up here to say to you personally that are nowhere in any of my notes. So it is important that we guard the presence of God with silence. Oh, please hear me. See, praise and worship is for the time where we sound and praise God outwardly. That is for that time. But once the Holy Spirit comes, it's a time for silence. Why? Because God has the floor. Because God wants to speak. And when God speaks, everyone else just listens. Now listen to how he tells us to respond when his presence comes. Listen. In Zechariah 2 and 13, it says, "Be silent, all mankind before the Lord, for he has come to earth from heaven, from his holy home." See, when the presence of God comes here, we must be silent in the presence of God. Now, I know different churches have different worship styles. However, this is how the Holy Spirit desires to operate in this house. You know, I used to attend a church. I've been to so many different churches. I can tell you about them all. But I went to this, I guess it was the last church I attended. And it was very strange because I was used to a church that people really expressed themselves a lot more and really praised God and kind of moved up and down and shouted and things like that. But when I went to this church, the presence of God was much stronger. And when the presence of God came in, everybody was quiet. Not a person, not a whisper. Everyone was just. And if someone said something, the pastor would say, "Stop it! Stop it! Shh, 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 shh." Well, that was rude. I didn't understand. I didn't understand. And then miracles would happen. Then God would speak prophetically. And then all of these things would start happening. Then I finally got the idea. Oh, we're quiet so God can do what he wants to do now. We've already done what we can do. Now God's got to take the service the rest of the way. That is the way God wants to move in this house. That is the way God really does move in this house. In Psalm 46 and 10, it says, "Be silent and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." It says in verse 11, "The Lord Almighty is here among us." Ecclesiastes 5 and 1, listen to what it says. "As you enter into the house of God," we're talking about his presence coming in, "keep your ears open and your mouth shut." Why? Because God is in his holy house. "Let the earth remain silent before him, because he is God and we are not. And he has something to say and he has something that he wants to do." And most people have come to receive that. We've come here looking for God. We didn't come here looking for you. Now we like you, but we didn't come here looking for you. We came here looking for God. Let the church say amen. We can hear you after service. But when we come into God's house, we worship and we praise because we want to hear His voice. Somebody say, amen. Now we must prepare God's house for His presence through excellence. In Psalm 26 and 8, it says, Lord, I love the habitation of your house, for it is the place where your honor dwells. It's important for us to reverence the house of God. It's important for us to teach our children to honor and to reverence the house of God for that reason. See, everything that God owns, everything that belongs to God must be reverenced. It must be honored. It tells us that when Solomon finished dedicating the temple of God, the house of God, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 1, it says, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory and presence of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not even enter the temple because the glory of the Lord had filled it. No, folks, we are not taking offerings of sheep and animals and bulls today. Our offerings are the praises that we lift before God with our hands. Our offerings are the financial offerings that we give to the Lord to worship Him. All of these things are a part of the honor that we bring to Him in His house. And when we don't, God is not pleased. In Malachi 1 and 6, God says, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If I am then your father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence, says the Lord of hosts. Let me say this to you also. When we don't reverence God in His house, when we're not sensitive to His presence, God won't answer our prayers. Listen to what it says in Malachi 1 and 9. God is rebuking the priest in the temple, in his house. He's saying, you say, God, have mercy on us. God, be gracious to us. But when you bring that kind of gift, why should I show you my favor at all? See, when you don't treat me as God, when you don't give me your best, when you don't honor me in my own house, why should I even answer your prayers? We should start the day with prayer and stop giving our time to other things like sleep or coffee or whatever else you do. Because the most important time of your day is the morning. We need to spend our mornings with God. You say, well, I'm on a tight schedule. I have my kids. I got my husband. You say, I've got my wife. I've got my kids. Get up earlier. Spend some time in prayer with the Lord. Take some time to be with Him. And you will see that glorious presence that you even experience in the house of the Lord, you can have that in your prayer closet. It's the same God. And He wants to minister to you. He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to heap His love upon you. But you have to make Him your priority. You have to make time to pray.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab.
The title of the message for today is Take Time to Pray, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today.
thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.